We want to go to a very serious story now. Sri Lanka, there's a bloodbath, and that is a quote according to the United Nations. 100 children dead this weekend alone. 50,000 Sri Lankan civilians still reportedly trapped between Tamil Tiger rebels and government forces in a strip of land about the size of Central Park in New York City. So today the Red Cross in Sri Lanka says it can't deliver essential supplies or evacuate folks because the situation on the ground is not stable enough for them to do that. To find out what's happening, the takeaway is joined from London by the head of the BBC's Tamil section, Manivanna Tirumule. What have you been hearing, Manny, from listeners?
We haven't been hearing much from listeners, but we have been talking to the rebel leaders, the government doctors still working in the rebel-controlled area, which is now called a no-fire zone by the government, but which is subjected to fire from both sides. And we have also been hearing from ICRC and United Nations officials based in Colombo. What we hear is not really good news. Basically, the fighting is still raging on. Government forces today have been inching forward into the remaining bit of the territory. And there is fighting going on, and there is loss of life.
Now, I was lucky enough to visit Sri Lanka about a year ago, and the Tamils are an ethnic group. The Sinhalese, the majority of folks in the government, are a larger ethnic group. What do we need to know about the background of this conflict, which has resulted in suicide bombings, conventional warfare bombings? What do we need to know about the background?
Well, the story is very simple. The country became independent from Britain in 1948. Ever since, the two major communities in the island, the Sinhalese, who form nearly 70 to 72%, and the Tamils, who form another 18%, they have always been at loggerheads with each other over political differences, and that the differences basically persisted on economic and social opportunities vis-a-vis employment, education, etc. The Tamils feeling deprived of opportunities which they were enjoying in the British colonial era. These political differences were debated and discussed on the political platform till about mid-70s. But the Sri Lankan state failed to address these grievances in a political way, according to many observers, which led to the differences assuming the form of an armed insurgency right. In the 80s.
Well, Mani, we have to let you go, but thank you so much, Manivanna Thirumulai. Now we have Charles Haviland, BBC correspondent, joins us from the Sri Lankan capital of Colombo. What's the latest on the ground?
Well, I've actually just been speaking to one of the spokespeople for the International Committee of the Red Cross in Colombo, and she has said that it was not possible to land their ship in the small remaining pocket of fighting today. She's saying, and I'm quoting directly, the prevailing ground situation prevented that. Just to put you a little bit in the picture, they have a ship called the Green Ocean that sails up from the large town of Trincomalee, that's down the coast from the small area of fighting. It is trying to put in every single day to deposit foods and medicines, which are essential, and bring out up to about 500 of the most sick and worst wounded people. That's more or less the capacity of the ship. They haven't managed to land and carry out that humanitarian mission since Saturday. And when they refer to the prevailing situation on the ground, you can be sure that what they mean, in their very diplomatic way of speaking, is that there is fierce fighting and that it would just be too dangerous to land and to try and evacuate people. So it's very, very grim news at all, as Manny was saying.
Well, just quickly, the situation was discussed at the UN yesterday. So did anything come out of that, any commitments?
The situation was discussed on the sidelines of UN Security Council meeting. Now, some strong words were said. The British and French foreign ministers and a senior Austrian diplomat, who I also believe was the foreign minister, both spoke to the press quite extensively afterwards. Basically, countries, including those three countries, would like the issue of Sri Lanka to be raised at the level of the UN Security Council, as indeed would the United States. They say it is not only a severe humanitarian situation, they say it has international repercussions. They're looking at the anger of many of the Tamil diaspora.
Right.
Just to remind you that these are mainly Tamil civilians inside the Tamil Tiger-controlled zone.
Well, Charles, we have to end there. Thank you so much. And that was Charles Haviland, BBC correspondent.